German was the second language John learned, but I forgot that he'd love drinking excellent Weiss beers, too. We spent a day in Dachau because we wanted to see the concentration camp museum there. I have been to the memorial in Washington, D.C., and it was amazing with all the information and artifacts. It took me 5.5 hours to go through the museum alone in 2002. They had lighting right for the barracks, and you walk through quarters the sizes that the prisoners were in. You even walk over the planks the Jews had to use because the Germans wouldn't let them walk on the same land as them. There were glass boxes that housed the things the Jews had to give up once they were in the concentration camp, so you'd see a glass box filled up with hairbrushes or black shoes. So if the United States Museum was amazing, it should be stunning to see the Dachau Holocaust Museum, which was once an old concentration camp. After getting to Dachau, we walked about 2 miles, 3 kilometers, to get to the Dachau Holocaust Museum. They had the original door to the concentration camp at one edge of the grounds, which said in German, "Work makes you free," John photographed it. They left the paint chipped away at parts of the wall so you could see what the walls were like, but they cleaned up a large part of the hall, and the entire museum was just us moving from one room to another with large posters and sheets of data to read.
Dachau was one of the first concentration camps in existence, and it was one that lasted the entire way through the reign of Hitler, who, by the way, was not only Austrian and not German, but also was short and had dark hair and dark eyes, and was able to tell people that the better people were all tall blondes with blue eyes. The house site was used as an example for all future sites. The prisoners were even put on work detail at one point to build a new, larger camp so others could be imprisoned there like them. Later, people were arrested and sent to the camps just because they were potential criminals.
We saw a scale model of the entire grounds as it was during the Holocaust, and we were only seeing a small portion of the site as it used to be. Seeing that the entire concentration camp area was that much larger was the only thing that helped me see how monstrous this place actually once was. We then went back to Munich. The locals there must have loved seeing another stupid American with her camera strapped around her neck, but the architecture and the statues and the fountains, they were so beautiful. We found a small bar there, and all the old regulars there kept yelling in German that they wanted music, but not with American voices. Well, someone else put a song on the jukebox with American lyrics, and they all looked at us like it was our fault. We didn't do it. I love being blamed for something that we didn't do. It makes me feel like I'm at home. We got to the train station and we saw Paulaner Weiss beer cans that actually cost less than they did for drinking bars in Austria. You know, the beer cans just taste better here. The beer tastes good with no preservatives, and the cans even tasted good too.